The people that got on that card, it didn't state that their classification was going to change. When did they get notice on that?
Not the first round, right?
Even the first card, it shows on the card when you, let me see if I can find somebody's
card.
The work
classification change on the first card?
You know when you look at the card and there's a little grid with the numbers? It will show you if you're residential, commercial, ag, and your numbers will move, and you can see the difference. You can see when everything's here at residential and when it moves down here into 2021 into commercial. You can see that. And then on the back, I also put a line on there kind of by itself, and it said, all nightly rentals are being changed to 100% commercial. I wrote that.
On the first card that went out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the cards
okay.
have that. Now, okay. speak to the ones we spoke about, the buds. I don't have a record of sending them a second card. So I think she has a valid point, but not many people will. But you realize that the people who are vocal and who are watching really close here, it's going to be a very tiny percentage because I bought so many postcards for us to run out of the office. You know we sent postcards, and I kept track. But I can't find, I'm asking Ulrich, why don't I have anything on these people, this little group that must have come out the week between where he sent it over to DIVCO and I started printing them out. Where did those go? They should have been in my whole stack going out that first day I met postcards, but they're not in my file.
Yeah, and I understand things happen. I mean, clerically, it's tough. I mean, I would have a tough time with it myself if I were doing it. I just don't know how, you know, when they're getting a card, it's different. I mean, I don't know what the...
If they did get the second card, I mean, certainly they have, and that's...
And I'm agreeing with you. I mean, doing to others, you know, if I sent the first card and you didn't get a second one with a different value, if you were okay with that first one, but we're not going to know.
Well, they're not even okay with the first one. They were arguing that valuation,
right.
and I understand that. I mean,
right.
that when they come in
before,
and it's higher, it's that's...
But when they stood before you and you said, are you okay with your appraised value, they did agree. I mean, I'm guessing you can go back
and I don't
and
think that they were necessarily... They were just trying to argue their classification. I don't think that they were fired up, excited about
That's Fridays.
Okay, thank you.
But you have asked each person that comes through here, are we arguing over your... Are you good with your appraisal? You've been asking them that. And so I'm saying to you, they'd like to get it on a technicality, and that's up to you. Good for them.
yeah, okay.
Right?
Good.
And it is fair. It's a fair deal. But the thing is they were okay with their appraisals. So what are they coming to talk about other than a card? I mean...
Okay. Well, thank you for helping give a little bit of clarity on it. I don't know. I don't know what we can do with this. I mean, right now, we'll talk to them when they come in. So I'm looking at Friday's docket here. It appears we got, I mean, some are bulks.
We're concerned, Wesley, that we're not going to, I would be the only one here.
And one thing I will point out with you, I did talk to Valerie Budd myself because I was looking at her website with all of her rentals, and I said, because it came up because of the Branson business license thing, and I was getting caught in that mess, and I said, do you have all these, you know? And she said, yeah. That's why we knew.
She does management of other people's property, so not all of those are hers, I don't think.
Several are, though. She said several were because her kids were living in them for a little while.
Yeah.
We had a lot of individuals.
Didn't we all have kids living with us for COVID?
Yeah, right. We have classification, a fair amount. I mean, we got an easy one here. I mean, it's small. I mean, it's Menards. I mean, how hard can that be? How hard can Belk be? I've driven by there many times. I mean, I can, you know. I'm kidding.
Didn't we talk about
that? We did. Well, honestly, we can hit it whenever, but we did Belk already. This is an exemption that got changed back because we already went through that one.
I
Here's classification, 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 normal. Meadowbrook condos. Is that a nightly rental area? Ridgecrest Properties LLC, BOE number 415. BOE 415.
Ridgecrest Properties? I thought that was a low income. I thought Ridgecrest was one of the HCW properties that was low income. I've done evaluation.
I don't think it's a low income because it's.
Ridgecrest is the one right above the hill from Bull Creek.
I don't know. This is the valuation is $137,000. I don't think it's an apartment.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
That was one we looked at a year ago as well. That's the one across from Bull Creek.
Ridgecrest is.
Can I say on the Menards, Home Depot, Lowe's, we've asked all three of them for their financials.
There it is.
They've all called us because they want things lowered. We never touched them. On Menards in particular, their number, I believe, was set by State Tax Commission. If not by you guys, State Tax Commission, if we bring it up. And then I do know that the State Tax Commission representative actually helped us physically measure that when it was new. So we know those figures are correct.
So the majority of these on Friday are classifications. I mean, they're not all. I mean, obviously, but it's 139. Okay, so we know. Looking at what we've done with BOE in the last 2 years, I know we've done Belk. What did we do with Menards? I know we touched Menards. I know Menards came before us. Can I look at, I apologize, you brought up a BOE. Correct?
For evaluation?
Is that?
These two are.
Well, it's vacations. Okay, so that's classification. Thank you, Stephanie. So what about Menards?
If we could go into the PVAL and Menards, I think you'll have your answer on that.
What's the BOE number on Menards?
It is BOE 359. I'm going to look and see what we did for BOE on here because these are ones that we dealt with. And I don't remember what we did with Menards. I know Belk, we had looked at, because it was, we'd look at, not Gordman's, but the place that's in.
In 2019.
Okay.
That was Belk.
That was Menards.
And if you go to PVAL on that, does it say they went to the STC too or something?
Well, they would have went before the BO, or before, yeah, the, yeah, STC.
Okay, so we didn't touch it then. We left them alone because Tax Commission took care of it.
So, right. So why am I seeing a $17,700,000 valuation if on there it says 2021 is $15,744,000? Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Been the same for the last 3 years.
Well, we denied them in 2019.
So they're just coming back and taking another shot.
They're taking a shot in all the counties because the other counties have asked us for our numbers.
Okay. Well, that looks like an open, shut case. If we denied them then, we'll deny them. I'm not.
Opinion is the market value 13.
And it very well could be.
Maybe they've got an appraisal.
Where I figured they.
The question is they won't give us their financials.
Well, and on the financials thing, and I appreciate that you are looking at numbers to try to help some folks in that regard. I don't think that, I mean, I think it's very fair for businesses to not give their financials. And there are other ways from, you know, they can come in with an appraisal. Obviously, they're going to do financials, on theirs, on how they're going to come up with their stuff. But, at any rate,
this is just basically a straight cost to build.
Correct. And the cost was established by the state.
At that time, we told them if they, you know, I mean, we're not appraisers, so we encouraged them if they weren't happy, they could appeal to the state tax commission.
Well, and if they haven't, they might have an appraisal.
Here's all that they said.
Unless there's been a state tax commission determination, but then the assessor's office would.
Wouldn't you know that?
I would think so, because everybody's been going back and forth among assessors. Green County asked me, because they're coming after them too for BOE.
There's just some organizations that just decide every year to try to come in and ask.
Yeah, I mean, large chains, big box, they do that. Seem like they're in here.
And if they have an appraisal,
you haven't seen an appraisal, I assume.
Not for any of those three big box stores that can be.
I know it's not an appraisal, but.
No appraisal, it says.
Okay. Guys, have you got any availability on Friday?
Well, I'll carve out some availability. This bottom line, what I'll do. I mean, this is important. We gotta take care of this stuff, and I'll work on that on my end and see.
I don't have a law practice, so I don't.
I could probably be here in the morning.
I just camp here.
Thank you, Wes.
You know, if we start 9:30 or something.
I mean, our chamber leadership program, they were going over to Branson Bank. I mean, who wants to do that? I mean,
I won't be there.
Gosh, I don't need to do that.
I got to be there in the afternoon.
Branson Bank. Are you the guys that bake the cookies?
Cookie guy.
All they do is bake cookies, you know, and take people's money.
It wasn't long ago they just started with the cookie thing.
All right.
All Branson Bank's employees are about 20 pounds heavier than most other bank employees.
Including myself.
That's that COVID.
Honestly. And
cookies.
You should be. Talking about economic development.
And then
are
what
you
we're
finished
doing
with
here?
That paper from Sheila, or do you need that?
What? Which one?
That accommodations one. Did you show that to them?
I didn't see it.
But 407 is, this definition is only for the 407. What's 407 is?
I'm not sure. Sheila just brought it to me.
Right.
Present it.
Another. As Tim and I were talking about, you take definition from one thing, try to apply it to another necessarily. So let's see. 407. That's in the merchandising. Yeah, that's if you want to sue somebody for merchandising practices, which I've done. Bob was a year older than me.
Joe's a lawyer.
Ah, that's old. How much? What age is he?
He's 13 years younger than Bob, and he's a lawyer for the DMV in California.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else for today?
I don't think so. Or if you're going to be here Friday, I guess we don't need to go through Friday's docket. I just didn't know if we were going to have some availability. But are we going to start later Friday, or are we starting at 9, or what are we doing?
I don't know.
think it says nine on it.
I mean, we might as well start early and get through if
and Greg, you said you could be
well, I could probably, I could move my.